Hello, and welcome to the Major Gifts Fundraiser Podcast. I'm Monica Van Deventer. Let me tell you a little bit about the tribe we're building here at Major Gifts Fundraiser. We're working with people like you who want to be among the very best in this field. You want to accomplish great things. You want to challenge yourself. You want to grow, and you are up for going on a journey because you know a journey is what it takes to become the very best version of yourself. You're listening to this podcast because you know that in order to be a great fundraiser, you have to spend time thinking about how you'll be a great fundraiser. You can learn more about our new online training programs at majorgiftsfundraiser.com. And without further ado, here's Clark.
Buenos dias, mis amigos. Clark Van Deventer here from Major Gifts Fundraiser. Hope that you are having a great day. All right, quick update, because I know this is why you listen to this podcast. I am still recovering. I'm just giving you an update. Still recovering from my broken ankle, still hobbling around. And yes, I will admit that I am at times, I'm not in a perpetual state of discouragement, but I am at times discouraged. And I will admit, at times a little bit worried, like, why is this going so slow? But I will acknowledge some improvement as well in both my body and my spirit. I may have mentioned this on another podcast because I like talking about this. For me, running is a big part of my mental health. I have realized that. And this tool, right? Running for me is a tool that I use, right, for my mental health. But there are other tools I could use, other tools that maybe I haven't learned to use quite as well. And so this is a chance for me to learn how to use those tools a little bit better. This tool, the tool of running, was last taken from me back in, that would have been the first quarter of 2021, when I had an injury I had to recover from. And I'll just say this, all right? Like, I'm just going to say, I've done better this time. I have. So I'm proud of that. Okay. Here is a truth. This is a mantra that I live by, that if you've spent any time with me, you've heard me share. This is true in my health. It's true in my work. It's all of my work. My work as a fundraiser, my work as a fundraising coach. Here's the truth. Here's the mantra. Things you measure get better. Things you don't, won't. All right. Another expression you may have heard is, right, measure what matters. And okay. Let me just share this. This goes along with running, but okay, it goes along with goal setting and measuring success. And we have tools and resources to help you measure what matters in terms of your work as a fundraiser. The lead measures that come before the lag measure, which is dollars raised. Measure what matters. All right. And so talking about fitness a little bit, I've done this for years. I weigh myself every day. All right. Certainly every day when I am home. When I'm traveling, it can be a little more intermittent. But when I am home, I weigh myself not once, but twice. At least twice every day. And there are two numbers that I am looking at. I have a scale that measures both body weight and body fat percentage. And I have a number. I have two numbers, right? I have a number that I want to stay below in weight, and I have a number I want to stay below in body fat percentage. And I can flex a little on my weight if my body fat percentage is awesome, right? But anyway, okay, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because I'm really stoked right now. I am 6 weeks into this injury, and the entire time I have been injured. That's been no running, no cycling, no working in my yard, all these ways that I love to move my body. I've had that taken away from me for 6 weeks. And I have maintained my numbers in both body weight and body fat percentage. And I got to admit, I'm stoked by that. It's taken focus in other areas. I had to focus more on my diet, All right. Like, because of all my running and cycling and all that stuff, like sometimes I can cheat a little bit on my diet, but no, I've had to account for that and just be a little more intentional. So maybe that's overall not good, not bad for me. Right. But okay. As I share this, and I'm pulling it up right now, as I share this, I am reminded of a tweet by the author Tim Ferriss, and this is easy for me to find because, all right, here it is. I just saw him post this yesterday, so I'm, all right. Tim Ferriss, who I've talked about even recently, I believe, on this podcast, here's his tweet yesterday, kind of a long tweet. I didn't know you were allowed to have tweets this long. Is this a new Elon Musk thing? Most of us have, okay, this is Tim Ferriss. Most of us have resigned ourselves to a partial completeness. Partial completeness can take many forms, usually in the form of self-talk, like, I'm just not fill in the blank. Thin, fast, strong, muscular. That's the way it is. I'm just not blank. That's the way it is. X, Y, Z doesn't matter. That's not important. All right. He continues, these are said or thought for many reasons. Oftentimes, they're used to excuse something on the outside that people believe they can't change. The beauty is almost all of it can be changed. More important. Okay, listen, this is what I want to bring to your attention here. More important. The reason to change the physical isn't physical at all. The Cartesian separation of mind and body is false. They're reciprocal. Start with the precision of changing physical reality, and a domino effect will often take care of the internal. Your body is almost always within your control. All right, I'm just going to skip some other stuff. Controlling your body puts you in life's driver's seat. Refuse to accept partial completeness. Okay, take the next step. Uncap a pen and take inventory of all the things in the physical realm that you've resigned to yourself as being poor. Now ask, if I couldn't fail, what would I want to be exceptional at? Circle these alternate realities. This list circles staring back at you gives you a blueprint, not just for a new body, but an entirely new life. It's never too late to reinvent yourself. Computer scientist Alan Kay once said, the best way to predict the future is to invent it. Where will you start? I love this line. Controlling your body puts you in life's driver's seat. Refuse to accept partial completeness. All right, so forgive me for taking these few minutes at the beginning of the podcast to talk about physical health, but physical health bleeds over into mental health, and it bleeds over into our work and how we perform in our professional endeavors. And I have found that when I start to elevate my life in one area, other areas do not suffer. All right. And I think this is counterintuitive, because you would think that if you are focusing on one thing, the other things will suffer, right? Like, look, I'm really working on this right now, so this is suffering. But no, if I start to expect and require excellence of myself as a husband and father, if I'm just like, I'm an excellent husband and father, I'm going to be excellent at this. If I start to expect and require excellence of myself as a husband and father, I start to expect and require excellence of myself in my work and with my body and in relationships. Okay, so excellence. Transition, or totally shifting gears here. It is, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the month of November. All right. As I record this, it is November 1st. So welcome to Thanksgiving month, my friends. Fundraisers, you ought to know that this is our month. This is when we get to shine. This is the time of year when we get to lean into gratitude. And today, November 1st, take a moment, just take a moment to declare to your donors that one day isn't enough for you, that you can't wait for Thanksgiving Day, that you are declaring the entire month of November Thanksgiving month. All right. And if you're listening to this on the 2nd or the 3rd or the 4th or the 5th, all right, just started on the 2nd, the 3rd or 4th or the 5th, right? Take a whole month to express gratitude. So what does that look like? All right. This could be, it could be an email to your entire list, or you just start off by declaring it's Thanksgiving month. In fact, think about the bookends of like today, whenever you're listening to this, the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd, right? It's one bookend, and then Thanksgiving Day being another bookend. And it's like, I'm going to start off in general thanks. I am so thankful. I just want to give you a heads up that I'm going to take the whole month and I'm going to express gratitude, right? And then on Thanksgiving Day, it's like, you're going to say it again. Right. Hey, look, I know over the past few weeks I've expressed some specific ways that I'm grateful. But again, I just want to say it on this Thanksgiving Day. I am grateful. And those are your bookends. All right. And now we're going to have all the stuff in between. But just start out by declaring your thanks. Okay. It could be an email to your entire list. It could be 5 text messages to 5 donors on your list, 5 people who come to mind that you could text. We have a client who has built a really amazing YouTube channel. They have a huge audience and they do really meaningful work through their YouTube channel. And I'm just going to tell you, they are planning a Giving Tuesday push to grow their YouTube channel in the year ahead. But I said, take the whole month and express the ways you are thankful for the work that you have been able to accomplish through this medium of your YouTube channel. Like, wow, our videos this year have a cumulative total of 200,000 views, right? Like, wow, we post a video and within 24 hours, on average, 24 hours after we post a new video, 1,000 people have seen it, whatever it is. But like, are you thankful for this? Don't just report. I think sometimes in fundraising, we think about like people give and then we have to report. No, just be like, don't think people gave and now I have to report. Just say like people gave and things happened. And my natural reaction is gratitude. And this is our month to do that. All right. And so you start with that general, hey, heads up, everyone. I'm going to be saying thank you this month because my heart overflows with gratitude. So I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm going to be expressing my gratitude. And that could be an email to your entire list. It could be social media posts going out. It could be a few text messages, right? But then, all right, then, and you're going to give people a heads up. Hey, I'm going to take the whole month to do this. And if you want to give yourself a framework for the different ways you're going to say thank you or express gratitude over the month of November, those messages just go back. Have you heard about me talk listening preferences in the past? How there are 4 distinct listening preferences that and almost everyone falls into one of these 4 categories in terms of the way we like to hear and receive messages. So those messages could appeal to a numbers guy, the kind of person who is a content-oriented listener, someone who wants stats and facts, or a people-oriented listener who wants stories, right? Stories about individual people. The development director of this particular organization I have in mind right now, he just sent out an email last night to kind of our internal team. He had made a thank you call to a new donor, and this new donor, they had given because of the work this organization had been doing through YouTube. That's how we found out about the organization. and the content they were producing, it had had an impact on his life. It had touched him. It had meant a lot to him in a deeply personal way. All right. So just like tell that, like just tell that story and go, wow, we're just thankful. So if it's Thanksgiving month, this month, think about all the different ways, all the different reasons you have to be thankful and share that stuff with your donors. And if you need help getting started, remember these four different listening preferences that I have talked about in the past. So we have people-oriented listeners, action-oriented listeners, content-oriented listeners, and time-oriented listeners. And I have podcast episodes where I go into this in greater detail. You can also email me for a document on how, on for clues and tips on how, clues on how to identify someone's listening preference, as well as tips for how to communicate with those different listening preferences. But think about this in terms of World War II, a people-oriented listener, maybe brought in by the story of Anne Frank, an action-oriented listener, may want to know Eisenhower's plan for D-Day. A content-oriented listener may want to know about the specific artillery. And a time-oriented listener wants to know the full scope, right? Not just D-Day. That's action, right? But like, where does D-Day fit into the whole picture? And what's going on the Eastern Front and in Asia? And when are these things happening? Okay. So what's the impact you've had this year? How are you changing lives, saving souls, saving the planet, saving the country, fighting for justice, feeding the hungry? How are you doing that? And when you see that, when you see that stuff, like, aren't you, like, when you just think about your year, aren't you just thankful? Aren't you just like, wow, I'm so blown away? So think of a people-oriented way to tell that story and tell it and then say, man, I am thankful. Send out an email, post to your social media accounts, text your donors, call your donors. Just say, man, I'm thankful. All right, so that's one. It's one thank you. All right, now think of an action-oriented way to talk about how you are accomplishing your mission. Tell it, and then just say, man, I am thankful. Send out an email, post it to your social media, text your donors. Say, man, I am thankful. All right, now you've got two thank yous. Now think of a content-oriented way, tell it, and just say, man, I am thankful. Right? Emails, social media, text, right? That's three. All right. And then think of a time-oriented way that you're just reporting on all that you have seen and experienced in the past year, right? You're going to tell that in a time-oriented way. And you're going to say, man, I am thankful. You're going to do that, I don't know, email, social media, text, calls, whatever, right? And you're just like, We're ending every message again with this strong sense of gratitude. Man, I am thankful. And you've got four. All right. And then you come back to the bookend at the end, where it's Thanksgiving. And you should be, hey, you should be sending out thank you cards, Thanksgiving cards to your whole mailing list. My wife, the chief executive officer of Major Gifts Fundraiser, has all kinds of data from Next After on how Thanksgiving cards move the needle on year-end giving. So you're right. You're sending out Thanksgiving cards. You're queuing up Thanksgiving posts to go to your social media accounts. You're queuing up Thanksgiving emails. When Thanksgiving week and Thanksgiving day get here, you're going to be making Thanksgiving calls or sending Thanksgiving texts to your most special donors. And then we are going to slide into Giving Tuesday and your year-end push with you having taken the whole month to express gratitude. And donors are way more likely to give to people who appear grateful. And hopefully you don't just appear grateful. Hopefully you are grateful. But, all right, we don't want you to be grateful and not appear grateful, right? So I'm trying to help you appear. Not just be grateful, but appear grateful. If you're not grateful, that's another discussion that we need to have. All right. That is all I've got for you today. Happy Thanksgiving. Seriously, I love this month. Thanksgiving is a very, I have a hard time saying it's my favorite holiday because every holiday is my favorite holiday. Not everyone, but a few are really special, and I love Thanksgiving. Let me end by saying this. Thank you. Like, seriously, I am thankful and I am grateful for the opportunity you have given me to speak into your career and into your life through the podcast. Like, I really mean it. All right, that's it. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
All right, Monica here again. If you like what you heard on this podcast, you'll love our online training programs. You can complete our online training programs at your own pace, and you can watch or listen to them from any device. And unlike that last conference you attended, the challenge questions and action steps that come with each of our modules will give you concrete things you can do today to level up as a fundraiser. You'll raise more money than ever before by developing deeper donor relationships than you ever thought possible. So head over to majorgiftsfundraiser.com to buy now. Thanks for listening.